My friend Brian said something to me recently that I have not been able to stop thinking about. I told him I'd been making out with a cute guy from our friend group for the past 2 weeks, and he laughed and said, "Wow, I always thought he was out of my league. Good for you." And the thing is, I know exactly what he meant. Even Brian, who is confident, funny, smart, and yes, aggressively committed to the gym lifestyle, still talked about it like that. And that struck me. You know that moment when someone says, "out of my league," and it reveals the whole system underneath it? Huh. Because, like, later that night I found myself lying in bed thinking, what the hell does that actually mean? Out of my league. Out of whose ranking system? Like, measured by what? I'm sure you've probably felt this, you know, if you're in the dating app still, or in bars, and even just walking into a room, like, if you're already coupled up or whatever, you can feel this it reminds me very much of, like, definitely junior high, high school, grade school, but even now, even in my work life, like, walking into a room, you can feel this, and you can, yeah. And who decided that there was a system, like, in the first place? And why do so many of us walk around acting like attraction, like, is some kind of competitive blood sport? Like, we're all trapped in some giant social arena, constantly ranking each other. Who's hot? Who's desirable? Who's winning? Who's aging well? Who let themselves go? Who gets publicly chosen? And who gets quietly overlooked? Welcome to the hierarchy games. May the odds be ever in your favor. And may your moisturizer cost at least $90. I'm Paul Cram, actor, storyteller, and a man trying to step out of the arena. So let me tell you a little story. Over the past year or so, there has been a man in my life. We've known each other socially for a long time. Funny guy, charming, younger than me, very attractive. The kind of man where gay men tend to unconsciously assign social value before he even opens his mouth. And for a long time, between he and I, like, nothing really happened. Or maybe more accurately, things happened slowly enough that I didn't recognize them as a thing. A lingering hug goodbye. A touch that, I don't know, stayed just a second longer than expected. A little more honesty in conversation. A little more openness. Even a kiss on the lips. Once, that it just barely registered. And then one night recently, we wound up making out at a bar until nearly 2 in the morning. Which, by the way, is fun. But here's the thing that surprised me. It wasn't actually the sexual chemistry that hit me the hardest. It was the tenderness, the gentleness, the ease, the fact that neither of us seemed to be performing. And honestly, that actually caught me completely off guard. Because if you had asked me ahead of time, like, what this guy represented in my head, I probably would have unconsciously sorted him into a category. Hot, fun, a bit raunchy, probably not emotionally soft. But reality turned out to be more interesting than the category. And I think that shook me more than I expected, because it forced me to realize how often I reduce people to categories before I've actually experienced them. And honestly, I don't think this only exists in dating. I think hierarchy gets baked into us everywhere. Even as an actor, I can see how deeply I internalize certain roles, certain like certain types that I get cast as. Like, I've often been cast as the gritty one, the weird one, the emotionally wrecked one, the face of the regrettable hookup, which, for the record, is a truly incredible thing to read in a casting breakdown about yourself. Very humbling. Very, thank you so much for this opportunity. And actually, listen, you know what? Part of me genuinely loves that work. I love texture. I love flawed humanity. I love complicated people. But another part of me quietly absorbed the message underneath it. You are not the desirable one. You are not the romantic lead. You are the contrast that helps somebody else shine. And I don't think I fully realized how much of that, like, I had carried into my actual life. And I know that that doesn't just come from the work that I've done. I know that, that some of that comes from other spaces as well. And you know, lately my lived experience keeps contradicting this hierarchy that I've inherited. I will say some of the hottest sex I've ever had has been with men people would call average. And some of the hottest sex I've ever had has been with men people would call a 10. Some of the deepest emotional connections I've had came from people I wasn't initially wildly physically drawn to. And some breathtakingly beautiful people couldn't sustain intimacy beyond surface level chemistry. Reality is messy. People are textured. Attraction is contextual. And honestly, I think the hierarchy hurts everyone. The people who feel below others become, like, ashamed even before intimacy starts. And the people at the top of the hierarchy often become trapped too, constantly trying to maintain value in a system built entirely around comparison. Nobody gets to, like, rest inside it. Maybe that's what I'm trying to step out of, like not attraction, not desire, not chemistry, but just the ranking system itself. The exhausting part for me is that most of us, like, didn't consciously choose this way of thinking. Like, we inherited it. We absorbed it from culture, social media, dating apps, friend groups, advertising, like, even the way we casually talk about each other. Welcome to the hierarchy games, where everyone is trying to survive an arena they didn't design, competing for validation that never actually satisfies them for long. And look, I just kind of got to repeat, like, I'm not naive. Like, hot people exist. Beautiful people exist. I am not launching a revolution against cheekbones. Like, physical attraction, it exists. Preferences exist. Chemistry exists. I am not pretending we all walk around as floating souls untouched by aesthetics. I have eyes. I've been to the Eagle. I've seen Tank Night. Like, trust me, the human body remains one of God's funniest creations. But what I am questioning is the idea that attraction can be reduced to a, like, ranking system. Because honestly, the older I get, the more leagues, like, they do, they start to remind me of fashion trends. Stay with me here. Like, every few years, culture reinvents the rules for what's supposedly attractive, stylish, high status. Suddenly, everyone's chasing the same haircut, the same body type, the same aesthetic. You know, one year, we're worshiping abs. The next year, it's, mustaches. And emotionally available men who own ceramic mugs. Like, if you don't fit that trend of the moment, like, you're somehow, especially in pop culture, like, you're just, you just don't get it, or you're less than. which is very capitalistic, very, I don't know, it reminds me of like middle grade school or junior high or something, you know, but we see it everywhere. I see it so much in Hollywood. Good God. I don't know, but to jump back to the fashion reference, like when you look at people who actually become iconic, like not just trendy, but like memorable, it's usually not because they perfectly obeyed every shifting fashion decree, you know, or rule. Oftentimes it's because they found a way to inhabit like themselves comfortably and consistently. Like they found their own way to like have style that felt like them. And honestly, I do. I think attraction can work really similarly. Somewhere along the way, many of us started treating human connection sort of like this vertical chart. Hot people at the top. everyone else scrambling for proximity and validation underneath. And yes, I know that not every person in the world is doing this, but, you know, in general, this is a blanket statement. But that framing breaks down the second you actually start living life. Because chemistry isn't a leaderboard. Tenderness isn't a competition. Connection isn't a ranking system. Most of us are not actually competing with each other. We're just trying to find the people who make us feel the most alive. And lately, I've been like having these moments where I stop evaluating myself from the outside and instead ask, what do I actually feel? And the answers are often really, really simple for me. Like, I like tenderness. Like, I like people who make me feel more grounded in my body. Like, I love laughing with someone and then suddenly realizing like, oh, we've drifted close enough now to touch each other. Like, And I like little moments of affection that aren't performative. I like chemistry that unfolds slowly enough for me to recognize like myself inside of it. And I'm learning that my own experience matters more than the imaginary scoreboard that I have like in my head. This is not because I'm above insecurity. This is not because I've transcended vanity. This is not because I'm suddenly, you know, wow, and so enlightened. Some of it's probably because I'm a little tired. I am tired of experiencing people through the lens of like market value. I'm really trying to experience, and I want to experience people as people. And maybe more importantly, like I want to experience myself that way too. And honestly, I think this episode is really about dignity. Not self-esteem, not dating advice, not body positivity. Dignity. The dignity of experiencing attraction, intimacy, tenderness, and yourself outside of a competitive ranking system. And that's like the shift that I do feel happening in me lately. I'm less interested in winning the hierarchy games. I'm more interested in stepping out of the arena entirely. Because some of the best, like, intimate moments or you know, some of the best, what am I trying to say? The most intimate ones that I've experienced, like, the sexiest ones, like, the most unexpectedly, like, I would say tender ones, like, those didn't come from ranking systems. They came from resonance. They came from connection, presence, chemistry, you know, a hand lingering a second longer than expected, a kiss that slowly becomes something real. Like, none of those moments, like, asked me, like, oh, what league are you in? And is this allowed? And if there's something that I keep coming back to, it's this. Most of us are not actually as far apart in value as we think we are. We're just all standing in the same arena, trying to figure out where we're supposed to belong. And I don't think any of us are getting it as right or as wrong as we assume. So if you've ever felt not hot enough, too much, not enough, out of someone's league, or like attraction was some kind of ranking system you had to survive, maybe this episode is your reminder that chemistry is often far stranger, sweeter, and more human than the hierarchy would have you believe. If this resonated with you, follow along. Maybe share the episode with someone who you think might need it or benefit from it. And ask yourself, you know, what would change if you stopped trying to rank yourself in the rooms you walk into? And what if you started paying attention to what actually makes you feel alive? I'll see you next time. Smooches.